There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
One of the most ridiculous types of lawsuits going on today is the litigation to get athletic teams to give up their American Indian names. In 1930, the University of North Dakota adopted the name the Fighting Sioux after the famous Indian tribe of that name. The Indians were proud of this honor, and the football players were energized. In 1968, a delegation from the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation traveled to the University of North Dakota to adopt the president of the university into the tribe and to formally give the University of North Dakota the right to use the name Sioux for its athletic teams. Then came political correctness. In 2005, the NCAA, that's the National Collegiate Athletic Association, banned schools from using nicknames and images it deems hostile and abusive. Now, there was nothing hostile or abusive about the Fighting Sioux, but the University of North Dakota nevertheless was put on the banned list. This meant that the university would have been forbidden to participate in Division II football playoffs or host playoff games or use the nickname or logo on its uniforms or in its activities. Fortunately, the University of North Dakota got a temporary injunction to allow the division playoffs to be played, but the case is still in the courts and we don't know how it will be decided. The University of North Dakota logo was designed by a well-known Indian artist and shows a proud Indian Sioux warrior. The logo was chosen to honor courage on the battlefield. A handful of Indians objected to the logo, but none of those was a Sioux Indian. North Dakota's Spirit Lake Sioux tribe approves the university use of the name. In a 2002 Sports Illustrated poll, 81% of Native Indian respondents said no when asked whether college and high school teams should stop using Indian nicknames. That should be the end of this dispute.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a program dedicated to preserving traditional values. And it's your opinions and comments that help to shape this broadcast, so write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Because your views count. Once again, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us each weekday as we explore today's most important issues on the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says he was walking down the street with his old prescription glasses on when the prescription ran out, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. We have with us Pastor Butch Paul calling in from West Virginia, I believe it is, with a couple of comments that I'm going to put Pastor Butch on first. We have a lot of information to get through to today, but Pastor Butch, hey, it's good to have you call in the show.
It's good with you, Derry. I listen to you about every day right here on 89.7 FM in Nicholas County, West Virginia. I appreciate your program.
Well, you're totally confused now if you listen regularly.
Well, maybe you could call confusion. I think it's called insanity. There's so much stuff going on that you don't know which way to shoot first.
We don't do like Jerry Clower. Just shoot up here amongst us. Somebody's got to get right.
That right.
Anyway, you said there's a couple Missouri hillbillies came out in your neck of the woods.
Actually, they did. They came down to North Carolina, and they went down to check on the national ID card they're fighting all over the United States. Of course, that's Senator Jim Guest from your state there in Missouri. And North Carolina has a new driver's license. Now not only has the digital ID picture, it has the North American Union symbol right on the driver's license, and all new driver's licenses are radio frequency ID chipped.
What is the North American Union symbol?
It's a circle with the North American Union, North America on it.
No kidding.
It's shaped like a globe with the picture of North America on it.
And that's in what state's that?
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Just got phone a few minutes ago with Louise, Jim Guest's aide, and she was just frustrated and aggravated and, you know, really distraught that people aren't paying attention to this. Right on their driver's license, there's a North American Union symbol, and all the new driver's licenses are chipped for tracking capabilities. And I also received a phone call from Indiana this morning. In Indiana, they're now requiring retinal scans on driver's license.
Indiana has the retinal scans.
Starting retinal scans. As I've been telling folks for a long time, Derry, I haven't had a driver's license since 1998 because I will not take a digital picture to be put on a computer worldwide. You know, one thing I mentioned to our DMV in a meeting, head of our DMV in a meeting about a year ago, I said, did it ever occur to you, gentlemen, that before we had ID, no one could steal them? And you know, they sat there. One was a head lawyer for the governor. One was the head aide for the governor, and of course the head of DMV. And they sat there like, you know, like deer in the headlight. Like, duh, never thought about that.
No, that's right. They didn't have any reason to steal them before they
We never had them. I mean, if you don't have them, they can't take them. If you don't have a digitalized picture and a social security number and a thumbprint and a retinal scan and all your personal information on that system, they can't take it from you, can they?
So, so North Carolina now has, you know, we've talked about this digital, retinal scans and the fingerprints and the whole shooting match. The biometric symbols about our bodies that they can put in this thing. But the thing that really got me, as you said, it has a North American Union symbol on the back.
Yeah, it's right on there. It's a round like the globe with North America right on, the North America map right on the driver's license. Now, this come right out of Jim Gist's office an hour ago. I talked to Louise, his aide. Jim, Senator Gist will be in my program tonight discussing in more detail on this. Also, a gentleman from Indiana will be calling in discussing the idea that you must have retinal scans to get a driver's license in Indiana. This is a national ID card that Bush signed into law in 2005, and I am convinced beyond a shadow of a point, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that once you go into that system, you're into the B system, you can't go back out.
Well, it's the same way with the animal ID. It's the same way with
everything.
Everything. Once you're in the system, I had a fellow call me the other day, and he had signed up for the animal ID unintentionally. He's in a state, I believe he was in, I can't remember if he's in North Dakota or South Dakota, wherever, he was one of the Dakotas, and he had, it's a brand state where you have to renew your brand.
Right, right.
Every 5 years. We do the same thing here in Missouri, although we don't have a decent brand law, but we still have a brand book, and I keep everything I've got branded, and you have to renew it every 5 years. And he said on the, right on there, it had a little check place, where you check for your premise ID, but he said this was 3 years ago and he never heard of it before. So he didn't know what he thought it had to do with. He thought he had to do that to get his brand. So anyway, he called when he found out what the deal was. He called the brand board and he said, I want my name off of there. They said, yeah, no problem. Well, he called me and said, well, they said, no problem. They can take it off. I said, I'll bet they won't give you that in writing. I said, you tell them you want a certified letter on a letterhead from the top guy there, and whoever does, whether it's the Department of Agriculture or whoever it is, that your name is off of that list. So he called them back, and they said, "Well, we just can't do that."
Uh huh.
See,
uh-huh.
So they lie about it. But yes, once you're in the system, you are in the system. Now here's.
You cannot get out. 8 years ago, 1998, when I first refused a driver's license because of digitalized number picture that would go on the computer, the state promised me. The head of DMV then was a guy named, I think, Hicks, was the head of the DMV then, and he said, I can promise you, Mr. Pritt was his name, I promise you this one to go no further than the state computers. I knew better than that, and I told him so. Sir, this will be nationwide within a few years. Well, obviously, Bush signed the law in 2005 to make it nationwide, but now, Derry, it's going global. It will be a global ID card. You can take this to the bank. It will be a global ID card, and soon you have to have it to purchase gasoline, to purchase groceries, because you'll have a tax that's going to be based on your earnings, and they'll tax you as you buy your necessities. This will be a required card to buy and sell. Pretty close to the Mark the Beast.
What, hey, I hear music. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Imagine if power- powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system, how do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
And we have returned. Pastor Butch Paul from West Virginia happens to be on the line today, just called in. And you were talking about the North Carolina driver's license now and the fact that they already have the North American Union symbol on the back of that driver's license.
Yes.
How would the people in North Carolina's Department of Motor Vehicle know to put the North American symbol on the driver's license when the President of the United States and all of Congress says it doesn't exist?
Oh, well, that's a good question, is it not? As a matter of fact, about a month ago, we had a full-page ad in the Charleston paper, and I found that papers cross-country had the same ad, "Relax, the NAU doesn't exist." That was a huge ad in the papers across America, all across the country. It's phenomenal how the people, how they deny this, and they're right in their face with it, and that people still can't see it. And tonight, if people will tune in on shortwave on 3.215 or go to PastorButch.com and tune in at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern, they can hear the whole story from Jim Guest, Senator Jim Guest, on what he saw and how shocked they were to see this, and how the people that were at the meeting didn't even recognize it until they pointed it out to them.
Who pointed it out to who?
The senator. Senator Jim Guest and his aide, Louise, pointed this out to them on the driver's license that there's an RFID chip on here and with the North American Union symbol.
All right, now,
and they were shocked.
Can you see the chip?
From what Louise said, I'm going to say yes. I'm not going to confirm that for sure until I get on tonight with Senator. He'll fill in all the details of that. I haven't seen the driver's license personally, although Louise is going to try to get a digital picture out and send it to me via email, and I will see, have it on my website if it comes through as soon as possible.
I wonder when they started doing that.
Well, I don't know. This is the first one they saw. The gentleman just got his license 2 weeks ago, so it has to be just recently.
Three members. I have a son and a wife and his wife, and they have two daughters, but only one of the daughters drives. The other kid's not old enough. But there'll be three of those driver's licenses in my family, so I can sure get a picture of them, but I don't know how long, you know, when they expire or whatever.
Well, all I can say is when people get the new driver's license, which I wouldn't do if I were them, you wouldn't pay close attention to it. But I can guarantee you that all new driver's licenses from 2000 up start having digital picture, and the newer ones now, of course, obviously are going further than that with retinal scans and RFID chips. This is falling in place so quickly. This is already law. This is law, federal law. Now, some states are not complying with it, say they won't comply with it, but it's still law. It's still in the books. We'll see what happens. That's why I'm running for governor in the state of West Virginia on the Constitution Party. I want to make a difference. This must be stopped. Maybe, Derry, perhaps I can't stop it. But by golly, I'm going down swinging.
Well, I admire you for what you do. Stay with us for one more commercial break, if you would, please.
Okay, sure.
Derry Brownfield Show.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
We're visiting with Pastor Butch Paul from West Virginia, and I didn't know I was going to have you on the air, Pastor, until you called in here just minutes ago. But, you know, I'm going back to this thing in North Carolina. In case you are just now tuning in, people, Pastor Butch tells me that in the state of North Carolina, they already have the national, the North American Union symbol on their driver's license, which has a digital chip in it. You said then, Butch, that... the newspaper ads were saying there is no such thing as a North American Union.
Yes.
Where?
Three-quarter page ad, a month, maybe 2 months ago, in a local, our state paper, and I also found out this article went nationwide, denying there was such a union. And when it's been on the news, it's been talked about by different talking heads on CNN and other TV broadcasters. It's amazing to me how they can lie so blatantly and get by with it. Really, the people tend to believe that this is not real. They think this is all a hoax. We're making all this up. Now we have senators coming on confirming that this is now a symbol on driver's license.
You know, I get letters, emails regularly from people saying, you know, you don't hear this on the other news. Why don't you send Bill O'Reilly this information? He needs to know that. I will assure you, Bill O'Reilly, he knows more about it than we do.
Absolutely.
He gets the same stuff we do, and he's probably on the inside track where they give him information that we don't have.
Lou Dobbs talked about it. That's on my website, PastorButch.com. Just go down to the Mark of the Beast technology. Lou Dobbs did a whole video. I have him reporting on that completely. And there's another gentleman, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, also talked about this. This is not hidden. It's been on mainstream talk show hosts, but Bill O'Reilly and people like them are well, I won't say it out loud, they're traitors. They talk a good talk, but they're like Rush Limbaugh. They're steam valves. They don't really do anything except a little bit of steam off once in a while to keep the people placated and quiet. That's all they're there for. They're false conservatives.
Now, the other day we had... Dave Von Kleist on. Have you seen his video?
Not yet. It's on the way to me right now.
Okay. It's a dandy. It truly is. And we talked about this with Dave, and I said, all right, how does... We know the news media is controlled. I'm talking about the national news media, and they're trying to control guys like you and I. There's no doubt about that.
Sure, absolutely.
I said, how does Lou Dobbs get by with this? And here was Dave's answer on it. He said, well, it's kind of like you mentioned the steam valve.
Sure.
If they didn't have somebody bringing this out once in a while, you know, now see, Lou, compared to all the other talking heads put together, he'd just be a small percentage.
That's right.
He said they got to have somebody out there that acts like they know what's going on to make the people that do know what's going on feel good about it.
Very good point. Very well put. Maybe it makes us feel better and gives us a pacifier to chew in a while.
Well, that's exactly what Dave Von Kleist says.
And I have no doubt that's true, because obviously you don't see this on ABC News nightly, or you don't even hear it mentioned. But this is a fact. It's in place. It's already done. It's a done deal as far as they're concerned. The NAFTA highway is starting up through Texas. The state legislators in Texas said no. The governor vetoed their bills and said, yes, we're going to have it. So this is going on. And the world powers, the powers that be, don't care what the people think. They want it, so they're going to do their best to get it.
And if you're, I know you get the same information I do. All of us in this business get the same stuff. I will assure you of that. And now they're fighting in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma legislature doesn't want it to come through.
Yes.
And they're saying, well, it won't come through here. We already have it because of Interstate 35. Yes. I-35 runs right through Oklahoma, comes up through Wichita, Kansas, and then into Kansas City and on up through Iowa. But that's what they're building it around.
That's
in other
right.
words, it's going to I-35 will be part of that North American NAFTA highway.
What amazes me is the governor of Texas can go against not only the people, but his own legislature that voted to outlaw this highway, and he vetoed the bill, blatantly vetoed the bill, in the face of his own legislature, and the people of Texas that don't want it. He doesn't care. That should give us an idea of their arrogance and that they no longer fear the people. And a wise man once said that when government fears people, you have liberty. When people fear government, you have tyranny. So where are we today?
I don't know, but I know where Louise is with Jim Guest.
All right.
She's on one of our lines. Louise, hi. Where'd you come from?
Well, guess what? I heard you guys talking my name. My ears were burning. It was a shock to us in North Carolina when one man had the emblem of the NAU on his. Okay, it was a shock. They're doing ID retinal scans on driver's license now. we have been going from state to state on our dollar.
Hey, we're losing. She's getting cut out on me for some reason.
Well, I must be, my caller ID must be hitting.
Okay, go ahead. Jeff shook his head. He knew it. Okay, go ahead. Just keep talking.
We are trying to get this out. People don't understand that this is, you cannot have the NAU without real ID. Real ID is the trigger that they need to open the borders, to share your information globally. And when we have Homeland Security saying they're going to force the states to have real ID, anyone who differs from it is going to be in trouble. We have to stand up as people, as citizens.
Hey, Louise, hang on. Stand by for about 3 more minutes. We'll be right back with you. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices inched lower Wednesday on a flat dollar and $76 oil. Gold closed in New York down $3.40 to $663.80. Gold prices climbed 2.7% in July. Silver rose 5.2%. A deterioration in the global credit and stock markets prompted investors to move away from riskier assets, putting pressure on gold, reports Reuters. More at SwissAmerica.com.
This is Pat Boone to tell you about Swiss America's three-step plan for successful gold investing. First, call Swiss America. Request their free book, materials, and CD. Second, review the materials and learn why gold has more than doubled in the last 5 years. And third, earn a return through growth of your gold investment.
Call now toll-free 1-877-703-2193. 877-703-2193.
But now, most of my listeners know G.B. Oliver. He's executive director of the Paragon Foundation. But what is a paragon? One listener recently called me on the air and read the definition for the word paragon out of Webster's Dictionary. This is what he said.
It says, model or pattern of superior excellence or perfection, compared to, equal to. Folks, I'll tell you one thing about Paragon Foundation that I found out. They do the work on a dime, and they take the 9 cents change and invest it. If you go down to Alamogordo, New Mexico, and you'll find out they don't have a big fancy building down on White Sands Boulevard. These folks are ranchers. They're good people. They wear jeans and boots, and they got a smile on their face, and they got faith. And they're good folks, I'll tell you what. I'm a member of the Paragon Foundation, and I highly recommend them.
So what are you waiting for? Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org. Friends, if you're thinking about putting up a building for hay, machinery, or a workshop, steel-span buildings can solve your storage needs. And more importantly, these buildings are affordable and bird-free every day. So listen to what my listeners say who have bought this building.
It went together very easily, and I'm just so thankful to have a good building, and it doesn't leak, and the birds don't have a place to roost in there, and it's just an all-around maintenance-free building. I get so many compliments about it. People that drive in, they got to go in and look at it.
Call Lou anytime you need to, and it usually works well.
Pretty warm out here, but it's cool in there. Got a combine and baler and corn planter, you name it. It couldn't be better.
Friends, it's Lou. Don't miss out on my 50 by 50 August building special for $8,600. If you're looking for a bargain, this is it. Call me for details at 800-894-9408. That's 800-894-9408.
Friends, what are you waiting for? I'm convinced. Call Lou now.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, the one who does the least work will get the most credit, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Butch Paul called into the show today. He's a pastor in West Virginia. And we now have Louise with us. She is Jim Guest's aide. Louise, tell us a little bit about what you and Jim Guest are doing, because the last time you were on the air, you said you were going to travel to all, how many states?
We've spoken to the 16 southern states with the legislatures and into their separate states, specifically going to people. We're doing meetups all across the United States to talk to citizens and their legislators at the same time. If we're able to get the people to understand what's on their license, there are more of us than there are of them, but it costs money. We've been going out there on our own dime, going place to place to place, and it's a taxi, and we weren't even driving. He was driving, I'm driving, he's driving, I'm driving, we're not even sleeping. It is important that you realize what happened in North Carolina shows that we keep talking about the NASCO. You call it the NAFTA Superhighway. That's the NASCO North American Super Corridor. Okay, now this group, you'll find a whole bunch of your U.S. House and Senate members are part of that. Everyone needs to call to find out if their congressman, senator, is part of this group, their governor. If they are, you remove them.
Well, they lie about it, so how do you know?
Because there's a list of people who are on that committees, who are on as part of that organization.
All right, can you get that off of the Internet, the list of people?
It should be under the NASCO, go to the NASCO site. When we were in North Carolina, when you see the NAU symbol, the North American Union hologram on a driver's license, there's no mistake. Without real ID, you have no North American Union. They need it in order to implement what they're doing. So we need to absolutely stop this from happening. Everyone in every state needs to get together and yell. There are more of us than there are them.
What did they say in North? Did you talk to any of the Department of Motor Vehicle people in North Carolina?
We talked to some people in the legislature. We tried to talk to them. They don't want to give out information. They tell you to go to their website, which tells you nothing. When we actually contacted a couple of legislators, and a few of them, some of them were very receptive, and then we had one that liked to correct our literature.
Like to correct your literature?
Yeah. They liked to correct our literature.
What did most of them say about this? How did it get on there? This is what I'd like to know.
You know what? Nobody answered that question. Nobody wants to talk about that question. Okay? If we're having radio frequency, by the way, right now in the state of Missouri, there's something for you all. In the state of Missouri, they're trying to put in a way to get some more money for roads by implementing RFID technology on somewhere on your car, most probably on your tabs when you drive, and they're putting the receivers in the roads so that when you get to the pump, it's going to automatically calculate how much you've driven and charge you more taxes. Now, that sounds funny for your pocketbook, but what happens when you have an RFID on your driver's license and you pass those?
All right, now you said that's going on in the state of Missouri now?
They're talking about it right now to pay for highways, yes.
Yeah, I've seen, and you know, we talked about this a year or two ago. Jeff, I can't remember. Can you remember we talked about the little things that look like turtles in the road that could... Can you tell us more about those?
Well, they're embedding these boxes under the ground.
Right.
Okay.
But you can see them.
Yes. Well, no, actually, they'll actually be covered up, but they have a signal. Remember something, RFID, radio frequency intermittent device, that can travel. It can be within so many feet of you. And if you have a new driver's license with that on, I can download everything from your driver's license. Everything that's hidden in yours, if I have the right software and a device to pick it up. We're having a controversy right now with Blackberries. Certain Blackberries, I can be at one side of the room, you can be at the other side of the room, and you're working on yours, and if I've set mine up right, I can download what's on your Blackberry on mine.
Really?
So you have to be careful what you have. This technology, it could be very good, be used for some wonderful things, but it's not good for tracking humans. And we have to stop it now.
I'm going to ask you another question about the gas thing in Missouri. Explain that a little slower.
What was explained to me is they're needing funds for highways.
Right.
And they need to find some way to do that, whether it's toll booth, this and that, what have you. What the director was implementing, that he was trying to put through a way to put little boxes in the roads and on your driver, on your license plate, some way of triggering it. That would have to be an RFID. And as you're driving down the highway, it's going to count how many miles you have driven. When you receive go up to a pump, it will automatically calculate your tax higher if you've driven more than so many miles.
Oh, okay. Now, I was going to bring up something, and it won't affect me. From what you said, this won't affect me much. But I have one pickup truck that seldom ever leaves the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And I take it to town about once every 2 weeks and fill it up with fuel. And I figured the last time I figured it out, I had exactly 50 miles on it, and I put in 10 gallons of gas, which means I'm getting 5 miles per gallon. You say that's ridiculous, but if you would see how I use it, you would know why that is.
Mm-hmm.
I use it like a tractor. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And with the air conditioner on, and, you know, I drive around 3 or 4 miles an hour in the pasture, and I use it like a tractor.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't affect that, would it? I mean, that...
It would affect it because you'd still have it on your plate. And when you went in town, if by chance they have... Once they've got these embedded in the road and they're allowed to use them, if you have RFID on your driver's license, it affects you wherever you're at, even if you're standing on a street corner. If you never drive again.
Where are you going now, Louise?
We'll be going actually to Minnesota and Wisconsin. We're trying to get to a group in Illinois. We've got to get groups to help us to get across for him to speak to. And it's been very difficult to do that. We're trying to do some of the business we have here in town, and it costs. It's outrageous what we've been trying to. The cost is terrible. We're still not even awake. We just got back.
I was going to ask you, and we're cutting out again, Jeff. Anyway, I was going... Are you still there, Louise?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was going to ask you, the hardest part, I would think, of this whole thing would be getting these meetings set up. How do you do that?
Well, what I've been doing is I've been contacting people specifically in their states, getting hold of...
What people? I mean, how do you know who to contact?
I don't. I just keep going. We have some help from some people who are on our email list. People have called us because of Real ID. And so what I end up doing is I call them to find somebody in their local area so that they can come out. And these are small groups. These aren't large groups. They're under 30 people. Just so that they're able to see and hear. We're bringing information so that they know. Jim's 5 points to America's freedom. We have to stop this, whether it's Real ID, Animal ID, whether it's them selling our information. We've got to repeal that Patriot Act, stop the North American Union, and we need to make it illegal to be an illegal alien in our country. It's about time we say no. But we also have to have a smarter policy in dealing with the immigration itself. We don't have a fair policy. If you float over from Cuba, you're given a green card. But at the same time, it's 7 years you come to get into a list to come here from some other country, and then you've got to go back for 3 to 6 months, and you come back and forth, back and forth. We need to start getting smart. There has to be a standard policy. We're wishy-washy when it comes to anything because of who's in where and who's in control. We have to have a standard policy for immigration. We need to block those borders. We need to stop setting up something for China at the southern port, southern tip of Mexico. China's destroying our country, and we're allowing it to happen. And not even passively, we're helping.
You know, I'm glad that you mentioned China. I've got a couple bits of information here that if I can find it very quickly. Okay, here it is. Westinghouse has just finalized a $5.3 billion contract to build 4 nuclear plants in China. Then they're going to transfer our technology from its newest reactor design to the Chinese. In other words, we're setting them all up to do what? Anyhow, that's just Westinghouse. Then here comes Intel. They've recently opened a plant in China at a cost of $5 billion. So that the money's leaving this country like rats leaving a sinking ship. And they're going to our number one trading partner, who says we are their number one enemy. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Derry Brownfield Show.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones. Dwayne in Arkansas. Hi, Dwayne. You're on the air.
Just wanted to share with you something I found while trying to look online for a picture of a North Carolina's driver's license. This comes off of policechiefmagazine.org. Dated March 27, 2007. It's an article about a trial, the head of the law enforcement in three states tried something put on by the National Law Enforcement Telecommunication System, the International Justice and Public Safety Sharing Information Network. What they were able to do is type in your driver's license number in one state and get a picture of it in another state.
Yeah, Pastor Bush, I think you mentioned that, not that particular comment,
yes.
but we've known that for quite a while, haven't we?
Yes, since 98 I've known that, and the states denied it, DMV denied it vehemently here that was not possible. I knew it was, and obviously now it's coming out that it's happened.
Okay, appreciate the call, Dwayne.
Yes, sir.
Louise, you mentioned earlier in the show when we were talking about the real ID.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, let me ask you, don't we have several states now that have passed legislation that opposes this and says,
yes,
no, we're not going to do it?
Well, we have many states who have done some form of legislation. The problem is, as hopefully everyone knows, we already have most of it. The federal government was implementing it long time ago, sliding it through our legislators, okay?
they kept saying it was because it was for voter ID. It was this ID. It was to secure this because we had terrorists coming in. We have all these people securing up our license long ahead of time. So many states already had put in most of the standards for real ID. So we need to not only stop real ID from linking databases from the RFID chips and that, but we have to backtrack and get rid of them. Real quick, I'd like to do two people. Tom Ritter will be calling in. He's helped us a lot in the St. Louis area. But also, if people want to contact our office, the easy way to do it, our district office here, is 660-535-6664. And if they want more information on real ID and on what we're trying to do, and that is legislators, it's www.legislatorsagainstrealid.com. If you just go to Google and you put in Lari, and give a space and put real ID, it'll come up. So we need to really stop not only what we have, we have some legislators who put in resolutions who are telling our Congress not to implement it. You have other ones that are putting in information saying they absolutely won't take it. So it's different levels, but we had 26 states, I believe, put in some type of legislation this year. But we've also had governors who have not and would not sign them.
Okay, let's take another break. This is the final break of the hour. Both of you stand by. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
We all like free stuff. Just the mention of the word free will make most people stop long enough to ask, what's the catch? Well, this time there is no catch. I'm going to give you something free, and there is no catch, really. I want to give you a free sample of my monthly newsletter, The Common Sense Chronicle. All you have to do is ask for it. Of course, what I really want is for you to eventually subscribe to The Common Sense Chronicle, but you don't have to. There's no obligation whatsoever. I can tell you this. I'm not politically correct, and neither is The Common Sense Chronicle, but it is important to be informed, and there's much news to tell. So if you're not a subscriber already, let me send you a free copy of my monthly newsletter. Just send your name and address to Free Sample, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Or you can drop me an email by going to my website, www.derrybrownfield.com. The address again, Free Sample, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
It's showtime at the Missouri State Fair.
You know, if I could have whatever I wanted, I would have a mile-long carnival with tons of fast rides and roller coasters and one pass that would let me ride everything.
Hey, kid, wake up. Just go to the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia. You'll find a mile-long carnival with rides and games for everyone. With the unlimited spin daily deal, you get unlimited carnival rides for any one day for just $25 at break time stores. Even bigger is the big ticket, which gets you admission into the fair and unlimited carnival ride for all 11 days. It's only $55 if bought in advance at participating Lowe's stores and $60 at the fair. Unbelievable? Believe it, but it's only at the Missouri State Fair. Check out all the deals at mostatefair.com. Where else can you have so much fun? Only at the Missouri State Fair, August 9th through the 19th in Sedalia. It's showtime!
And we're in the home stretch here, ladies and gentlemen. Louise, you made the comment a while ago that 26 states have had legislation to stop the Real ID Act, and many times the governor wouldn't sign it. And, you know, I cannot understand the philosophy. Many states have governors that seem to be federal employees. How do you see that? How do you view this? What do they think they're going to get to be some sort of a king's attendant or something in the New World Order? Why are they like this?
Funding. Okay, the federal government, see, here's the Miss Topple Topper. Okay, we are supposed to be empowered. The states, the people give certain power, certain grant, I'm old, I'm tired. people have given certain powers to our state government, and they give powers to our federal government, only what we say. But over the years, when the federal government takes our money to the federal side through taxes, and then they start giving it back to the states, but only if they do certain things. I will give you so much money for your road if you imply this. If you do this, No Child Left Behind, the map testing.
All right, but what would happen if the governor said, hey, keep your money. We don't want it. We're going to run this country the way it's supposed to be run. I'm the governor, and we are the people, so go to the dickens.
How many?
I'm running for governor. That's exactly why I'm running for governor.
Yeah. How many governors has run down to Mexico for this North American charter?
I don't know.
Well, I can tell you a few of them. They run down there because of the possibility of bringing jobs here. That's this little ticket, the little carrot that they hold over your head. Okay? We need to change it from the people up, not from the dictators down. Okay? It has to change. And the only way that's going to happen is everyone has to get involved. I don't care. Find out. I don't care if it's Ron Paul, somebody else, us. You know, we're not talking about how many people in the United States, if everybody gave $10 to fix it.
Yes.
$10. We're not talking about.
If they'd give a dollar, look what it would do.
$500 from the big guy? $500 from the big guy, that's a lot of money.
We have to quit talking and saying that we can't beat it. We can beat it if we'll stand up together. We outnumber them, as you said, Louise, 100-1. We can beat it if we will try.
Right. And are we afraid to? With the president's little, executive privilege of telling people that if you do not agree with his war, they're going to take your property. See, where are these people? Have they not understand? These are dictators dictating
yes.
to you and I how we're to live. They're going to track where we are, who we are, what we buy. They're going to literally sending this not only from state to state, selling it to people, but also globally.
Did you happen to see, and I don't pay that much attention to sports, so I've already forgotten his name, but the football player that was dealing with fighting dogs?
Yes.
Okay, did you see the crowd that showed up at his hearing, his court hearing? They were yelling and screaming. There looked like 1,000 people up and down that street. The cops let them alone. They could protest. They could yell. They even said they needed to neuter the football player.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they get upset over dogs.
But not their life.
But not their own life.
Yeah, I can give you that one. When my kids were young, I had one daughter, and she loved to run. She'd just take off at the spur of the moment. So I put a halter on her, those kids' halters. And people in California, because I grew up partly in California, so I was living in California. I worked for a couple of TV stations out there. And, you know, people would yell at me for having my child on a leash. I had one woman who she said, "How dare you?" And I said, "Excuse me, you have that dog on a leash?" She said, "Well, yes. Yeah. I don't want it to get hurt." I said, "Well, I like my baby better than I like your dog."
Amen.
Well, hey, we're going to run out of time here. Louise, it's been a pleasure talking to you. When you get back to Missouri, come in. We'll do a live show again with Jim.
You sure will.
And Pastor Butch, I'm glad that you called. I had a beautiful show all lined up today. And
we blew it.
You blew it for me.
I blew it. Sorry about that.
In the meantime, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.